League One Volleyball is back. The world's best players together on American soil. This is volleyball like you've never seen before. Huge swings, massive walks, jaw-dropping digs. A sport where every play is a highlight. League One Volleyball returns January 7, 2026, with teams in Atlanta, Austin, Houston, Madison, Nebraska, and Salt Lake. To buy tickets, visit lovb.com/iHeart.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Tired of the tax season headache? Laborally Bookkeeping is here to make your tax preparation simple and stress-free. We ensure maximum deductions and accurate filing so you keep more of your hard-earned money. Don't wait. Get peace of mind for your personal and business taxes. Book your tax appointment today at laborallybookkeeping.com.
Is your business's sound as unique as your brand? Find out how Ambitiously Entertainment can help you create the perfect atmosphere.
Copyright disclaimer under Section 107 of the Copyright Act 1976. Allowances made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research. Fair use is a use permitted by copyright statute that might otherwise be infringing. Disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this video and on the Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel do not necessarily reflect the opinion of our and Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel. All topics are for entertainment purposes only. TVMA viewer discretion is advised. All commentary is alleged.
Welcome to the show. It is me, your girl Laborally, aka Kat Lee, and
you have now tuned in to Ambitiously the Podcast.
Yep, you have. Listen, it is Media Monday on Ambitiously the Podcast, and we're a couple of days away from Christmas. We're taking holiday, but the industry is not. They are not taking a holiday. Tonight we're talking about Nicki Minaj's pivot. Political pivot, the of the streets debate and why the West Coast is currently winning in 2026, and we're on our way to it. We haven't gotten there yet, but in the 2026 hype cycle. So let's get into this gab beat, baby. Today is definitely, hold on, let me get it. Media Monday. Let's get into it. It's time to talk about some things. But before we get into any of that, there are a few things that I need to say, because they are very much needed to be said. Like, join the conversation. You can do that by calling in. The number is 443-551-5963. You can also shoot us a text on that same number, or you can drop a comment, and it will be on the screen. Just as, you know, the numbers displayed, it'll be displayed as well. And we're going to talk about it. Hit us up for any reason at all. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Or you can hit us up on our Gmail account, which is ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. And while you're over there, join our coffee community. I'll give you more insight on why I want you to do that a little bit later on. But yeah, I will be giving you that. Listen, like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, every subscription that we can get. We greatly appreciate those. You have no clue, no idea. Let me put the number back on it. All right. Let's get into it, because there's much to be covered in today's gab. Much to be covered. But we're going to start with the Barbs in D.C. Are they in D.C.? I feel like the Barbs are everywhere, but are they rallying in D.C.? That's the real question. So Nicki Minaj's appearance at the Turning Point USA event. I don't know why we're shocked at this point. Should we be shocked? And I'm going to tell you why I think all of this is happening on her end, but we'll get into it. So here's the tea. Let's discuss Nicki Minaj's surprise appearance in her viral assassination flub regarding JP JD Vance, well, the VP JD Vance. And so this is what we're going to get into. So is the question that I have this evening is Nicki pivoting to a political, I don't know what Nicki got going on, but she in her political pivot right now, which is something that is abnormal for her. The reaction from the hip hop community, is it selling out or is it broadening the bases? I don't know that anything involving politics is selling out, because within the hip hop community, whether we choose to accept it or not, it's always been a political thing, but more so us against them versus what's going on with her. So, J.D. Vance's lighthearted response of why hip-hop is more intertwined with 2026 election politics than ever before. It was always involved, sir, but I guess because you got Nicki over there on y'all side or whatever, it's cool. She MAGA now. It's cool. So now y'all like hip-hop, which is weird. If you like hip hop so much, then this is what I'm gonna propose to you and your boss. You know, what you would consider the big kahuna. We all consider him different things around the world. Do something for the hip hop community, and that is very much the melanated community. Do something that says something. Now, why do I think that Nicki Minaj is switching sides? I'm going to be honest with you. We all know she's married to a pedo, right? And with them traveling from state to state, it gets complicated. He has to, wherever he moves to, he has to register. And I think that's a hassle. And then I do believe, and let me just, I want to quote myself on it. And a lot of people thinking moving to California, is the thing. It's like the thing to do, especially when you're famous. But it's not necessarily the thing to do. That's just like saying, oh, we're gonna move to Atlanta as melanated people. Like, that's the end all to be all. Like, that's where we have to be at just to get down there and be surprised that it's much like your city, only with more celebrities. But anyway, so what I think, all right, here we go. I was waiting. This was what I was looking for. So it's been alleged that Nikki attacked California Governor Gavin Newsom on social media after supporting trans youth. But his office had to reply on their own, directing those online to a website by California's Department of Justice giving information on registered offenders. Who does that affect? Her, because her husband is a registered offender. So I feel like this all stems from that. It's very hard to have and it's mandated under Megan's Law, which is a whole nother area of why this could be happening right now. But it's very hard to have a husband that is a pedo and have a child with this person. And like, he can't even take the boy to school every day. He can't be around children. He can't be around certain elements. And it has to be strenuous on her part. Especially when it comes down to working. And yeah, she could hire a nanny and a nanny could do that. But when it seems to me that she's a very adoring and hands-on kind of mom. I don't know this. I haven't seen, you only see what you see on the internet. But it seems to me like, you know, he's a hands-on dad. And so it makes it very difficult to do certain things as parents when one of the parents is a registered offender. And so I've been feeling like this for a while, but I'm going to keep saying, I feel like it's the offender, you know, registered offender situation on her half. And then, you know, the whole Megan's Law, you know, that came from it. It's a whole thing. But, yeah, now she's on the other side now. And I'm not shocked at all. I'm not. You got to do what you got to do for the sake of your family, I guess. I would have never married an offender, knowing that he's an offender. And I don't know where her track history is, but I know what mine is. And so I would never have married an offender knowing that I've been offended. You feel me? So weird vibes she's giving off. But I don't know if I got a lot of thoughts on Nikki, but I'm just gonna leave it there. Weird vibes. And those people don't care about you. They only care what you can bring to their platform. What you can, if they feel like you can bring the hip hop community their way, then they'll welcome you. Welcome ours. What happens when you don't bring the hip hop community that way? That's the question that I pose to her. What happens when you don't bring us with you? Then what? Then you switch sides again. I need answers. But that's the real question. What happens when you don't bring us with you? Does that change your stance? Do you stay over there? Like, what does that look like? So, yeah, I got questions. Anyway, let's keep it moving. The F the Streets movement. This is the new, this is or was the new movement. Let's get into it. So, the fallout from 21 Savage and Young Thug's recent public stance. Because this is between those two. And I got my viewpoint of what 21 is trying to say, and then I got my viewpoint of what Thug is saying right now. But 21 Savage recently called for an end to all street beefs, well, specifically in Atlanta, and street rules, with Thugger backing him from the act. So, like I said, this is more so, I feel like this is a more so Atlanta thing, because I feel like if it came to other factions, they would still stand together and it'd be like knock if you buck for real, for real. So here's the game. WAC 100 claims that the movement is self-serving. I could see how he would gather that. I would. So Blueface's rebuttal after the industry. He might feel how he feel. You feel me? Everybody has the right to feel how they feel. So here's the deep dive questions. Are we witnessing the death of street credit, of the street credit era? Why are 2025 veterans suddenly choosing peace over persona? There are a lot of reasons why this could be happening. Album sales aren't doing so good. Kendrick did come up in here and shake up the building real quick. And it has been kind of different ever since. I do agree with 21 Savage trying to get all his peoples back together, but I think it just looks weird at this particular time, especially after that podcast you sat down for talking about Drake. I think it's a thing now. I think this is a whole thing, and I don't think you can save him anymore. Bringing people together, that's a beautiful thing. Look, Kendrick did it. He brought LA together. So why can't you bring Atlanta together? I don't have no beef with that. Not none whatsoever. But let's keep it moving. But don't make it after streets when it's convenient for you, or when it's inconvenient for you now, or you want to band together. Like, don't do that. If it's after streets for real, then it should really be after streets. Like, you should really stand on that and say that, nah, I'm not rocking with what's going on in these streets. So I find that quite suspicious, but that's just me. Let's keep it moving. I'm not spending too much time on Young Thug or 21 Savage too much. New music and this day in history. So new drop, Ghostface Killer. Ghostface Killer. His Supreme Clientele 2, it dropped, and he discussed his viral comments calling out Paul's culture and why he's staying unfiltered in 2025. I'm a woman. Hi, Doc Honey. Hi, Sweetie Pie. I'm a woman, so the pause thing doesn't really apply when it comes to my conversations. I've never said pause about anything. This is maybe like if it sounds sus, then it's a whoa, hold up, but not a pause. You feel me? And again, I'm a woman, so it does not apply to me per se. But Ghostface is a New Yorker, and the pause thing is a heavy thing that came up out of New York, you know, people saying pause. But you also got to remember the Ghostface, long live the Wu-Tang Clan. He's an OG, so certain things just don't apply to him. You feel me? Certain things that you'll hear the younger people say, you're not going to hear that out of him. You might hear him say he smacked the shiggity out of somebody, but he not, the pause thing, he don't give me that vibe like he the person to be running around like, yeah, blase, blah, pause. You feel me? He don't give off that vibe, so I feel you. But the history, So today, December the 22nd, I'm only a couple of days away from Christmas, is a massive birthday and anniversary day. So we're going to say happy birthday to the baby and Lotto. I hope that y'all have y'all help bring y'all generation to a better place. That's my birthday present to y'all. Today is the anniversary of DMX's Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood that came out in 1998. Oh, that was good times, good times. That was his the second album in 1 year to go number one. His second album in 1 year to go number one. Let's be specific. We gotta bring the specifics. He was a rare treat. Rest easy, DMX. Oh my gosh, I miss, you know, when he was in his rare form. But anyway, question for the chat: does anybody today have to have the work ethic of 1998 DMX? I beg to differ. No. This is my answer. I'm not answering for you, but I don't know nobody who dropped two number one albums in 1 year. Yeah, salute to DMX. Salute to DMX. I don't know nobody that dropped two number one albums in 1 year. Now, multiple albums in 1 year, yeah, but number one albums in 1 year, he was a rare one. He was a rare one. Big love to DMX. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I had this phase in my life where DMX was everything to me. Like, had me making up names for fake children that lived in the basement. DMX was my vibe at that particular time. But I also think, and it's not because he spent much time in Baltimore, which he did, but it was more so, I think he just related to the streets. A lot more than others for me. Like, he was talking about, and then he prayed. He would pray, just bust out in prayer any second, and I'm like, yep, he know what's real, even though all the craziness that might be going on around him, he know that there's a higher source. So, you know, rest in peace, rest easy, X. Rest in peace to DMX. I'm always gonna shout you out. Those who follow me on social media, you will see a DMX something in there somewhere. So, you know what I mean? It is what it is. Let me see what Doc has. I did, Doc. I had this whole DMX phase. I had a son named Damien. He lived in the basement. It was weird. it was weird times. But I gravitated towards him because he gave me a lot more. I could relate a lot more to a lot of the things that he was talking about, being as though, you know, I came up in these Baltimore streets than me, you know what I mean? So I had a whole DMX subsection of my life. Don't get it twisted. I still loved all the other hip hop and all of that, but when he came out, it was just something different about this dude. And as he went along, even before he got in his older years, you just knew it was just something different about him. But yeah, rest in peace to DMX. All right, let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. Rest in peace to DMX. You are missed, sir, very much. So the 2026 outlook and quick hits. Let's get into it. So the Super Bowl buzz. Kendrick Lamar's upcoming halftime show and rumors. Oh, this is old stuff. But anyway, Kendrick Lamar's halftime show and rumors of a New Orleans Lil Wayne surprise cameo or lack therefore of. That didn't happen. That didn't happen at all. There was no... Although I did, in my mind, I was like, all right, this could probably be some good. But then after watching a lot of Lil Wayne's performances, from that point, like from earlier performances, even to the performances after the fact, I was like, you know, there's no way it's going to work. Kendrick has a more structured performance where Lil Wayne, you just don't know what you're going to get. Now, do I think he would have cleaned it up for the Super Bowl? Yeah, partially, but when you're dealing with other demons, it's kind of hard to, I don't know if that would have went off the way we feel like it would have went off. I don't, and I'm going to be honest with you. I never thought that, even when they announced the Super Bowl. Although I get why everybody's like, yeah, Wayne should have been doing that Super Bowl because it's in New Orleans and all of this good stuff. But that's not how the NFL works. Oh, sweaty cat. That is not how the NFL works, first and foremost. They have never focused on what artist is from that town to put on their show. They spend millions and millions to put forth the Super Bowl performance, right? Then the artists don't get paid. Actually, they wind up paying for their slot in the Super Bowl. Information for you. And advertisers are another thing that you have to worry about. Do you know how much it costs to advertise for the Super Bowl right now? I'm going to give you a fun fact. But you got to factor in how much money is on the line. This is a business at the end of the day. I got to find this out for myself. I'm about to give you the real number of how much each advertiser has to pay for the Super Bowl. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to stop talking just because, there we go. $7 to $8 million for a 30-second slot in the Super Bowl. Do I want to risk it? That kind of money on what might happen with Lil Wayne, and that's my birthday twin, but I'm just, I guess, a little more well-rounded than he is. Wayne might be too high. Exactly, Doc. Exactly. Do I want to, as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as a corporation, as a anything, want to waste my money on that? No, I don't. We're not guaranteed. It's so unpredictable. We're not guaranteed to know what we're getting in this performance. Are we going to get a good performance, or are we going to get a lackadaisical-ass performance like the ones he's been? It's decisions that you have to make as a business owner, let alone a corporation owner, let alone owners and presidents. And these things have to go through certain channels before the final decision is made. And we could blame it on Jay-Z all we want, but he's like the fall guy. But at the end of the day, that's a corporation. And within that corporation, you got mad team owners. And then you have people that you want to do business with. You want their advertising money, because this is the thing that makes it function. And you can't play games with people who are unpredictable for this major function. You cannot. It's not going to work. Yeah, $7 to $8 million for 30-second slot. That's how much it costs to advertise during the Super Bowl. So now let me ask you this, Doc, since you that shocked you. Would you, knowing that you have to spend $7 to $8 million for a 30-second slot during the Super Bowl, want that to be your targeted performance? Let alone he dropped no music in years. And Kendrick is the hottest thing popping right now. Would you want to spend that $7 to $8 million for 30 seconds? Just asking. Take your time. Let me know what you feel about that. Let's keep it moving. I'm just saying. I'm not paying that kind of money to have him come out there and act a fool. I'm just not doing that. I'm not. We all know I'm not a gambling woman. And that's like a gamble that I just refuse to take. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm not risking what could be a very monetary event. Like, everybody makes money in this. Even the people who advertise, take that $7 to $8 million to advertise on the Super Bowl. You know, every advertisement brings them more business. Yeah, they don't get paid to do the Super Bowl, and in fact, they have to pay for their production. Thank you for answering, Doc. Heck no, right. I'm not taking that risk. But you have to pay for production and all of that stuff as an artist. But what you gain from it is national, if not international, notoriety. And that comes with a big bag. Look at what Kendrick just did with his performance. He dropped the album right before the Super Bowl, GNX. Well, he had the whole thing with Petty Boots, a.k.a. Baby Caligula, a.k.a. Little Boots. He had that beef, but from what I'm understanding, he was already cooking up GNX despite that little beef. So now I have to promote my album. Now I done whipped his behind. Well, I can, what time is it? Yeah, I can cuss now. Now I done whipped his ass doing this rap battle. I gotta move on my momentum. So now they asked me to do the Super Bowl. I say yes. Why did I say yes? Because I've already done the Super Bowl once. But the first time I did it, I had Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, 50 Cent, Eminem, and Anderson .Paak on the stage. This time it's all me, and I get the creative freedom to do whatever it is that I want for this show that is not offensive. And he did cover a few things because he did not say the words. He yelled and said, ah! You feel me? But do we think that we getting that out of Lil Wayne? I don't feel like we gonna get that much dedication to the situation. I just don't. So, yeah, I think they chose the right person. In my opinion, I think that you go with what you know is the money maker, and that was the most watched Super Bowl of all time. He even beat out Michael Jackson. He beat out a lot of people. So I feel like they went with the right selection, and that's just how I feel. And I'm not going backpedal on that decision. That's my birthday twin. Lil Wayne is my birthday twin. But would I have chosen him over Kendrick? Hell fucking no, I wouldn't have. I would have went with Kendrick every time because I know I'm going to get a hell of a show. And have you seen Kendrick Lamar's stage presence and show, like his show setups for prior before the Super Bowl?
I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
And then look what he gave us at the Super Bowl. That was very creative and original. So, no, I'm going to go with Kendrick every time over Lil Wayne. And again, I love Lil Wayne. It's just, I'm thinking as an entrepreneur or business owner at this point in time. And I'm not going to risk it. I'm not. Sorry. Sorry, Lil Wayne. But I just would never risk it. you too, like Doc said, you just, you're not that reliable. You're very unpredictable. And these things I have to take into consideration when it comes to my corporation. Sorry, you wouldn't have been there if I was in charge either. Anyway, let's keep it moving. The business, Charlemagne the God's $2 million iHeart extension is the Podcast King title officially cemented. That's a good question. I don't think that it's cemented, but I do think that he's in the top ranking. There's too many other podcasts that are out here that are doing numbers. So I don't know if he got the spot. He got the money. He got the bread. But I don't think that he got the spot. Like, he can't claim the title just yet as Podcast King. I don't. I think that he has good connections with him already working for iHeartRadio at, doing the Breakfast Club and all that. So he got good connections already, but I don't think that makes him king. I just think that makes him a very smart man. But king, no. I think that's the title that they're going to have to fight over. Maybe Mud Wrestling. Mud Wrestling in one of them little blow-up pools that you get from, like, Family Dollar or some shit. And a lot of mud, and they gotta duke it out for that title, in my opinion. But that's just personal. That's my personal opinion. I watch a many a podcast because I gotta stay up on my game, and I just don't think that he takes a spot. I just think that he has the right connections, and those connections have money to pay him. But anyway, let's keep moving. So, oh, Lord. I hate talking about these because I don't like to be in people's relationships because I don't want nobody in my relationship. You feel me? So I kind of try to stay out of people's relationships. And the last relationship I talked about was Megan Thee Stallion and Klay Thompson, and they are still together. Y'all gave them 6 months. It's been longer than 6 months at this point. They are still together. And she seems very happy, and she seems very much in love. So I'm rooting for them. But the other relationship to watch out, this is what we got to watch out for, is Travis Scott and Tyler. You know, make me sweat, make me holler, make me leave my father. Yeah, that girl. Yeah, her. So they are allegedly the new hip-hop it couple. Well, they've been spotted together, but the question is do you think that they're the new hip-hop couple? I do not, and I'm gonna tell you why. Because she, in order for that hip-hop, I hate to be territorial over hip-hop, hip-hop spreads wide and deep, right? But in order in this culture for you to be accepted as, you know, the new it couple in hip-hop, you need to, one, embrace what you are. And she doesn't do that too much. So I personally don't feel like she's the new it for, you know, her and him. And then second, a lot of people hate Travis Scott's guts. I just need y'all to know that. A lot of people in this industry hate his guts. I've heard it with my own ears. I've watched a few things, and a lot of people hate his guts. So no, you can't be the it couple if really a lot of people don't really rock with you like that. Travis had his time, but ever since that Astro World incident, it's like he's been on a decline. So no, they're not the it couple. Are they a couple? Could be. I don't know. And if they are, I hope that they are happy together. But yeah, it couple, no. No, I'm not giving that to them. So, before I get to my love notes, let's wrap this up. I need y'all to drop a comment. Is 21 Savage right about the streets? You know, the whole after streets thing they got going on. Or is he just protecting his bag? That's one question I want you to answer. So let me know how y'all feel about that. So yeah, It's time for me to show some love. Anybody watching, I don't know why I got tongue-tied just that quick. Maybe it's because I'm sleepy. But anybody watching from Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, or Rumble, thank you so much for the love and support. It's very much needed. I appreciate each and every single drop of it. You guys rock and are amazing. But this next batch of love, this is for a different sector of my audience. Wait, let me see before I get to this. Doc said folks don't like her either for her black comments. That's why I said in order to be crowned in this culture. Thank you, Doc. You said it, I didn't. But in order for her to be crowned in this culture, you have to want and accept what you are. And she doesn't really rock with our kind, so how could she be crowned, you know what I mean, in this culture? And again, like I said, a lot of people don't like Travis Scott either. So if anything, they might not be the it couple, but maybe the hated couple of hip hop. I'm just saying. So let me see. Doc already got a response to my question for this evening. I think so, but I ain't street like that. Would you think that it's for the bag, or do you think that he's really calling for the streets to come together? Clarify that for me. I'm be honest with you. Record sales ain't doing too good for this young man. And it wasn't doing good for a lot of ATL rappers once they had the divide. So it's kind of like, I'm up in the air with it. I don't know, but it's kind of the divide because music hasn't been as scrumptious as it was when everybody was getting along. So I think it's kind of a mixture of both. But yeah, anyway. All right, it's time for me to get to this love, man. Listen, these people that I'm about to show love to, they come from wide and far, across oceans and seas and mountains and valleys, to listen to this podcast. They don't have to do all of that. All they have to do is hit the button, but they do. And they come from all of these different places. So I always like to make sure that I show them love. And how do I do that? I send them love notes because it's fitting. I send them love notes because I can't reach out and touch each and every one of them. So I would like to show them some love by sending them some love notes. How do we come out? Doc, I'm glad you're here, babe. How did we come up with the name Love Notes? Well, I used to call it Love. I did. Dot used to call it Show Notes. I'm mad that you weren't here the other day when I was talking about I found another stack of the of the papers. But Dot used to call it Show Notes. I was never going to call it that. But, you know, we bickered. We went back and forth, you know, in our Brazilian fashion. Although neither one of us are Brazilian. We're both American. African-American, proud African-American people, but, you know, it's an inside joke between he and I. He didn't get it. We went through our whole little stage, and what we realized is there's no love without compromise, so we came to a compromise, and now we call it Love Notes, and I will never, ever, 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 ever in my whole entire lifespan of doing this podcast call it anything else. It will always be called Love Notes. Doc also said that I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I did not actually. I'm mad because I cleaned it up, but I should have kept the papers out so I could show y'all it was not that big. But it was a lot of cities, states, and countries and territories on those papers, and that's why I had them. But we don't do that anymore. We've found a new path. Before we get to that, both growth and maturity. Okay. I'm open to other people's opinions on that subject matter as well. So feel free to comment even after the show to let me know how you feel about it. But anyway, I no longer read from the papers. Now we do it a different kind of way. And I love the way we do it now. So let's get to it. Hold on. Shout out to the United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, and Belgium. Wait, why is this not on the screen? Hold on. Let me start, because I don't like how that. Okay. I don't know why this is happening right now, but okay. Now, I don't want to take it down. Okay. Shout out to the United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, and Belgium, specifically Brussels. I love you guys so much. I don't know why this is happening right now, but I'm going to keep it moving. I love you guys so much. Thank you for the love and support. You guys are amazing. And I am blessed. What the hell? I am blessed to have you guys as audience members. Thank you so much. This is weird. Hold on. I don't know what's happening. I'm going to just keep it rolling because I don't know what's happening. Let me keep it moving. Hold on. So I said, okay, I said you guys, Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, sheesh, I don't know what's happening right now, y'all. I'm having technical difficulties that I can't explain, but anyway, Mexico, Austria, Philippines and Kenya. Hi, babies. Thank you for the love. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. I love you. Thank you so much for the love and support. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby. Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, darlings. I love you. Thank you for the love. Thank you so much for the love. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, and Latvia. Thank you for the love and support. You guys are amazing. And as this list grows, I just get happier and happier. I wish you could see my smile. You can't see it, but hopefully you can hear it. I love you guys, and thank you for the love and support. Hungary, Greece, Denmark, Jamaica, yes, Slovakia, Ukraine, and Peru. Hi, booze. I love you too. Thank you for the love and the support. And you guys are the reason why I keep going. Italy, Egypt, Malta, Tanzania, Cambodia, Colombia, Trinidad, and Tobago. You guys rock. Thank you for the love and support. You're amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you. Bulgaria, Cote d'Ivoire, Palestinian territory occupied, Malaysia, Iraq, Ecuador, Islamic Republic of Iran, and Uruguay. I love you guys. Thank you for the love. I'm still going because, yeah. Argentina, Saudi Arabia, Uzbekistan, and Georgia, the country, not the state. Thank you so much for your love and support, and I appreciate each and every single one of you, those that just check in real quick to see what it's about, and those who listen on a regular basis. I love you guys. Thank you for your love. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Let me see. Lock in on all platforms. Yeah, Doc. Listen, my name is Kat Lee. Hold on. Let me get right real quick. Hold on. I got to do this right. And Doc is here today, so I got to do this the right way. I got it. My name is Kat Lee Wool, and I approve this message. I approve it. Hold on, let me get it right. Yeah, I approve this message. Thank you, Doc. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for holding it down like you do. And he gave me an extra point. Yeah, let's get it. So, yeah, that's that. Man, I love you guys so much, and I thank you for your love and support. I don't know what Rukaze just sent me, but we'll get to that in a minute after I finish doing what I need to do. So, that's what it is, y'all, man. Okay, so remember, Cattails premieres on December the 27th. The first episode should be interesting. Now that we got all our visual aesthetics out of the way, we can focus on, you know, premiering the show. So that'll be happening. I will not be doing, what's tomorrow, Tuesday? Well, of course, I'm not doing a show tomorrow. But Wednesday, I will be doing a show. Of course, Thursday, I'm not doing a show because it is the holidays. And It's the holidays, and I will not be doing anything other than spending time with my friends and my family and friends and loved ones. So yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. So no show on Thursday, and then we will be back on Friday, our normal schedule, and then Cattails will premiere on Saturday. So we do have a full schedule. We will be getting together. And that's that. All right. It's time for me to say some of the things that I need to say at this point in time. I think people forget I do a show other than Fridays, but it's cool. Listen, y'all, it's the holidays. I tell y'all this every show, but for the sake of the holidays, mind your business. It's the safe way to live your life. Mind your business. Come on Media Monday, like this evening, and I'll tell you other people's business because I'm nosy and I want y'all to be nosy with me. But other than that, mind your business. The tap-in, haven't done one of those in a while. I had my reasons. Doc, so you know, you was one of, it just don't sit the same if you're not there. So I've been taking a hiatus, plus school and work and all kinds of stuff. But I'm going to get back to it now that everything's coming, becoming more organized. So, but when we do the tap-in, let me tell you this. I try not to tell people's business. It's never intentional, but always warranted. And especially when I'm in sporty cat mode, I'm bound to tell somebody's business. The wiretap, I'm definitely telling people's business. I had one special for y'all, but I kind of had an issue on Wednesday, so I couldn't make it. But I have that lined up and ready to go. So we're going to cover that this upcoming Wednesday for the wiretap. We will. Much to get into. But, yeah, if you have a court case, you're a foul, depraved, disgusting, foul. As I followed. Sinister, freaking diabolical, dumbass, idiot, stupid ass, son of a, shut your mouth. And you have a court case. And I can pull it, or I can put a story together surrounding your case. Baby, I'm reading it. So just don't be any, oh. And if Doc was on air right now, he would say insidious. Don't be any of those things, and I won't read your court case. I won't read nothing about your case. But if you are any of those things, trust and believe, your girl is going to read it. I am. I am. Wet and Wired, that's more my business, and Doc is available, his business too. Haven't done one of those in a while. I might do after this next upcoming wiretap. I think the next one is going to be a Wet and Wired. And much to discuss. but other than, oh, and then Cattails, you already know the rules. I change all the names, so the only way they're going to know is you is if you hop in the comments, or you decide that you want to approach me about it. And in that case, no holds barred, I'm going to air your ass out, because you shouldn't have said shit. You should have shut the fuck up. And like Doc would always say, or he always says, a hit dog will holler. And I'm saying, holler, bitch. Don't say nothing. Don't start no stuff. Don't be no stuff. You ain't got to worry about it. But as soon as you start flapping your gums, baby, it's on and popping. Oh, no, my ice is gone. It's on and popping. Sorry, I guess I'm wrong. It's on and popping. Don't flap your gums. You won't have to worry about it. Yeah. But other than that, mind your business. Mind your business. Safe way to live your life. Love your baby. It is the holidays. They need this more now than ever. Love your babies. Hug your babies. Tell your babies that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. They need that encouragement. They need that love. They need it from you because you're their parent. It starts with you. Don't leave it on the teachers or nobody else to come in and, you know what I mean, do your job for you. You do it, damn parent. Do it. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, or whatever the hell else they do over there at NASA. I don't know. I've never worked there. But what I do know is get yourself a telescope. a good one. Put it together. It does require a little bit of assembly, but which you know you got to do it when it comes to actual lenses, scopes, beams, and all that good stuff. And if you're like me, get you one that comes with an app. Hi, Nat Geo. And then go outside and discover some shit with your kid. You might discover a planet. An asteroid, a meteor, a comet. I hope they're all going past you, not coming towards you. That's frightening. Listen, a planet that they say is not a planet anymore, but screw them. It's a planet, in my opinion. I had to build a solar system, and as long as I had to build that and I had to put this particular thing that they say is not a planet on there, I had to search for something small enough. It's a planet. It is. I don't care what they say. It's just my personal preference. And listen, this next part of the message is not necessarily for you, but maybe the beings that come from above or below to beam you up or down and probe you. This message is for them. And here's the message. I do not want to go. Only way I'm going is if you have a planet that is better than the planet that I already live on. And then I might sign up. I might. But other than that, fuck you. I don't want to go. Hell no. I won't go. I do have a neighbor, though, who's ripe and prime for the plucking. You can get her. You can take her any day now. If you want to do me a solid and give me a present for the holidays, that'll be a great one. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them you're best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator, engineer, or whatever the hell else they do over there. I don't know. I've never worked for NASCAR. But what I do know is that they have a need for speed at another point in time. Baby, the muscle car was king. And in my opinion, it always will be. So that's just my personal preference. But whatever the case may be, let them babies know that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all time. They need that encouragement. And it's your job as a parent to do so. Okay? It is now time for your fair warning. It's time.
The following moments may contain explicit language.
But okay. Listen, there's some weird stuff going on over here today, and I don't have time for it. But in the fair warning, it says that there might be explicit language, and I'm telling you that there is explicit language. I can't even get it out because I want to cuss so bad. There is. I'm sorry. At this point, I can't hold it in anymore. I've been holding it for a long time now. Why should I have to keep holding it? This is going to get to my next point in a minute. Why should I have to hold my language? Why? And especially when I'm about to tell you to stay the fuck in your lane. My lane, your lane is not the same, baby. You are over there. I'm over here, stay the fuck in your shit. And everything's cool, calm, and collected. Right? Because you jump in my lane, you're going to get something that you do not want. I can promise you, you don't want. I can guarantee you that you don't want it. Do not break the glass. Do not press the button. Because if you do, you're going to get her. And there's no pulling her back when she's out. You're going to get her. Why would you even want her anyway? Leave her where she's at in her pride, tending to her cub, being happy. Leave her where she's at. You don't want her. You want the 2-for-1 special. Hold on. You want her. She's nice and kind of cuddly. Yeah, she is. And plus, when you get her, you get a 2-for-1 special. I just brought it up. Let me just tell you. You get an AU big purr, bitches. AU big purr. And I'm here to tell you, baby. Once cat starts purring, cat is a happy, happy. If you hear cat purr, she's a happy, happy girl. I can promise you that. You want the 2-for-1. You don't want the first one because she's not nice at all. And I'll be trying to stay away from her myself, and she's me. Plus, what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision, and who the fuck needs that? Nobody. I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay in your lane, and everything is cool. Cool. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight. listen to your homeboys when they tell you that you should not enter into this battle. Some of us don't listen. Plus, they lied. They lied. They lied. You know who they are. We got four names for them over here. So they lied. They said that they studied hip hop battles for a living. Well, if you did, these two gentlemen I'm about to bring up, they were a part of a few battles themselves. But in this song, this one particular song, they told us that there's a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. They also said that you can run, but your bitch ass can't hide. I added the bitch ass. In these streets that we done took, they said your little sorry punk motherfucking ass, I added that too, is walking with your head down, scared to look. They said, bitch, I added that too. You shook, but ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. You scared to death, you scared to look. Mama say, mama say, mama say. Mama say, mama say, mama say. All right, but they did say that. And so, in other words, they basically saying, fuck the battle, worry about the war, bitch, because we all fighting right. The fuck we going through battles for, stupid as shit. Stupid as hell. Anyway. Sorry. My bad. Be you. Be originally you. Be amazingly you. Be ambitiously you. Be authentically you. Be genuinely you. But at the end of the day, be yourself. Don't be out here trying to be other people. Like, it's weird. Weird vibes. Even if they tell you that they hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk, and the way that you dress, baby, two of them things you can't help. If you're a weird dresser, you're a fucking weird dresser, just be the best at it. And if you walk kind of weird, that's just the way that you were made, and you can't help that. So don't try to change that, because then you wouldn't be authentically you. But the talk of shit, you can help that. Don't start court cases where you engaged in a battle and you lost, and now all of a sudden you want to sue people, snitch, even though we all saw it with our own eyes. The world watched it. The world watched it. You cannot make up fake-ass accents. That'll help you out right there. We all know you're not from where the fuck you be trying to fake like you from, okay? But the other two things don't worry so much about. And really, you just shut the fuck up, but that's just my personal opinion. But those are the two things I wouldn't worry so much about. Remember, what you eat don't make them shit, and what they eat don't make you shit either. Either way. So, focus on being you. Can't make anybody happy, babes. You can add to their happiness, but you cannot make them happy. And I'm going to be honest with you. Unless they allowing you to sprinkle your little pixie dust on them and say, think happy thoughts, it's not going to work. So, fuck that shit. Focus on making sure you're happy, because happiness starts with that. That's where it starts. And then the rest is the rest. You feel me? You came in this world by yourself. You're going to leave by yourself. You are. You will. Even if you are a twin. Except for those special cases that we don't like to speak of, because we're not doctors. But other than that, yeah, you came in this world by yourself. You're going to leave by yourself, babes. You are, even if you are a twin. Because y'all didn't come out the pom pom at the same exact time. So, yeah. Listen, no matter how much you try to fix it, make it the way that you feel like they want it, you won't. They'll find something else to nitpick about. They will. So fuck that shit. And I told you, Mary, that bitch loves company. And I always tell her, get back, bitch. We can't hang together. You're not my kind. You're not my type of people. You feel me? So get the fuck out of here. But that's what I tell her. You could use that if you want to. And lastly, dream. Dream big. Dream so big that your dreams exceed the universe and hop into another dimension that nobody knows about, because there's a whole other dimension. And then once you realize and visualize the dream, baby, plan and execute, because that's the only way it's going to happen. If you set the plan and you execute the plan. Other than that, it's not going to happen. So that's the Gab beat for this Media Monday. We're moving into Christmas in a couple of days. So I hope that you guys have a happy holidays. Keep your ears open, because hip hop never sleeps. So keep your ears open, and sometimes your eyes too, baby. And remember to drop a comment and let us know what y'all feel about this 21 Savage situation. Do you feel like he's right about the streets, or is he just trying to protect his bag because his record sales are low right now? Let me know how y'all feel about it. But we will see you this Wednesday for the wiretap. And with that being said, I got to get up out of here. I love y'all so much. Thank you for being patient through all the technical difficulties we were having today, because we did have some. Wasn't nothing major, but we had some. And I love y'all. Be safe. Stay out of trouble. And if you are going to get in trouble, make sure you got a hell of a lawyer on your side. And they're expensive. But stay safe. Stay out of trouble. I love y'all. And good night. Bye, y'all. I love y'all. Bye.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.